The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Very significant news from Cadence Minerals this week. The company has been granted its installation license for the Amapá iron ore project in Brazil. Here to tell us what that means and what happens next, it's Kieran Mulzaria. Hello to you, Kieran. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Fine. So tell us about this installation license, a really key moment in the development of Amapá and the Azteca plant that is inside Amapá.
Yeah, absolutely. So the announcement basically confirms that the installation license has now been granted for the entire Amapá project. But importantly, so that's the entire mine, tailing storage facility and processing plant for both the 5.5 million ton DR grade larger project and also the Azteca project, which is a smaller early cash flow project that we have been looking to get commissioned. That's a major milestone because it allows the approved refurbishment, construction, installation, and works to begin on site. The immediate focus is restarting the Azteca plant, as we've talked beforehand, as a lower capital first production project, which is intended to generate early cash flows. Strategically, what that means is that supports the broader redevelopment of the larger Amapá DR project. And so, you know, what we're looking for now is getting through the execution phase, progress and commissioning, and then after that, getting the operation license to start commercial production from Azteca.
So that commercial production scheduled for the end of June, as I understand it, and then cash flow will follow pretty immediately thereafter.
Yeah, that's we've retained our target of achieving this by the end of June. And so that will be over the next 2 months. We'll get people fully mobilized onto site. And it's a relatively small plant. It is effectively a trommel. So it conveys a screen, magnetic separator and spiral, relatively small, doing 380,000 tons while processing around 700,000 tons of material and producing around 380,000 tons of 65% DR, 65% iron ore grade. And the idea is to get that commissioned, dry commissioning by the end of June, and then production in July. Will accumulate around 45,000 tons worth of material and then start shipping. So we'd expect to see then shipping about around 45 days after production starts.
So how long do you expect to be operating at that level that you mentioned there, 380,000 tons of concentrate?
Yeah, so what we have there is, you know, what we've done with this little project is we haven't gone through to a full PFS resource scoping study. Well, we've done it to scoping study. We haven't done it to a full resource statement PFS because it's such a relatively small amount of capital, which has been funded through an offtake. And so what we expect, we estimate based on volumetric analysis and sampling that we've done. So basically grab sampling around the area is that we'll be able to, there's about 3 million tons of material there of ore, which is partly processed ore. So it's material that had gone through the full previous Amapá project cycle, bar the last stage, which is the flotation stage. So it'd been crushed down to less than 80 microns. And effectively, it had gone up to about a 56, 57% concentrate and then dumped in an area because of power constraints. So we're mining that. We expect that at the rate that we're talking about to last around 3 years. So after 3 years, that resource could be exhausted. However, during that period, we, of course, want to utilize that cash flow to fund the DFS. And if the margins permit, to then fund part of the equity portion of the development of the larger DR grade, 5.5 million tons per annum project, which is mining a much larger area. Of course, you know, there could be further upside to that 3 million tons because we've taken a conservative approach. But for now, 3 million tons of source material giving us 3 years of production at 308,000 tons per year.
So you mentioned margins there, Kieran. I mean, presumably the margins on this are going to be looking quite good because the material has already been processed to some degree, as you mentioned just there.
Absolutely. So the costs in terms of process and mining, it's effectively a free dig mine. Processing all the energy intensive aspects of crushing, grinding have gone. So it's a relatively low cost in terms of producing this material. The costs where we see those costs are going to be in relation to transport, because we won't be using our railway, because that requires $50 million of investment, and that's for the larger project. And so we'll be using road transport, which we've utilized beforehand, and we have been shipping third-party material through that road transport system and managing that ourselves. We've done about 14, 15 shipments. And then we would be using the public port in that. So the processing costs, very confident that will remain very low. Of course, the transport costs and particular shipping costs will vary depending on bunker oil prices, and of course the volatility that we're seeing as a result of the situation in the Strait of Hormuz.
So how important is it for Cadence then to, as it were, lay down this market, to prove that you can operate, you can run a project, generate cash from it, and deliver on what you've said you're going to deliver?
Well, I think you've summarized why it's so important. It is exactly those things. It's many projects or projects have come up to PFS stage, then they get stuck because ultimately you're still a small mining investment development company, having to then fund the DFS. Which then takes time. Often it's not got a great deal of news flow. Then you have to seek the financing, and shareholders then price in that and those expectations. So our strategy was, well, how can we try and mitigate that? Are there opportunities? And we developed this during the course of last year, got it financed through a non-dilutionary measure, and then to be able to show that we can achieve those licenses, shows that we can operate in the country, specifically the installation license, which is for the whole project, not just the Azteca project, and then execute a construction, albeit smaller, deliver in terms of cash flow, not only shows credibility to the investor market, it shows a credibility to within the state, our other stakeholders, which are communities, the state revenue, so they can show that fully support that we're moving forward, and also show credibility to external parties when we're talking about funding the larger project. So it's not only a cash flow story and a non-dilutive story to the project and how we develop it going forward. It's also, as you pointed out, an aspect of showing credibility to all the stakeholders and potential stakeholders for this to become, develop, and finance the much larger project with an NPV of $1.9 billion and free cash flow at $353 million a year. So it's a small step, but a critical part of that step to achieve something much larger and much more profitable.
So let's talk about that larger project for a moment. Once Aztec is up and running, I imagine the conversations will increasingly turn to the plans for the larger project. How do you envisage it moving forward, from this year onwards?
So what we intend to do here is this cash flow from the Azteca project is to fund all the working capital, the working requirements of the company out in Brazil, and fund the DFS, the definitive feasibility study. With that meaning that we can fund that from the free cash flow. Now, it might be not as quick as you might fund it if you were to raise the capital straight out, because we have to pay back the amount of money due under the offtake agreement, which is funded that way, and any margin we'll be utilizing to fund aspects of the DFS. So the DFS may take 9 to 12 months. And from that DFS, you would then utilize that as your key point of getting the financing in the structure of debt and equity. Now, critically, along that period of time, as we have the installation license for the mine and the plant, we would then be getting our installation, well, certainly our preliminary licenses, and hopefully our installation licenses for our wholly owned port and our concessioned railway, because it's a fully integrated project. Then, after the completion of the DFS, you would get the project financed. And we'd expect the debt portion to be partly funded locally in Brazil for the infrastructure side of the projects, i.e. the port and the railway, because there is a push to get infrastructure developed in that part of Brazil. And then the mining side through traditional debt financing. And the equity stack would in essence be, yes, hopefully a portion of the production from Azteca, if margins can if margins are there, then royalty, offtake agreements, and then the last portion is try to not give too much equity away into the JV agreement,
I mean,
into the joint venture.
it will be a transformative undertaking for Cadence, really, won't it? I mean, the company will be very significantly bigger and different from the company we see now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's quite scary in a way, because that is an increase in size of the operation, increase in size of the people, and you know, from what, you know, making sure we're bringing on the right people along the way. And that's what we're doing. And we're, you know, actively recruiting people to come on board who will manage that DFS, who will manage and become the executioners of that whole process, including this little Azteca plant. So it's going to be challenging, and I think but that it's also going to be incredibly exciting for us to deliver this Azteca first and prove that works, and then move forward.
Yeah, exciting indeed. So let's bring it back to the present as we finish off the interview, Kieran. Just remind us how you see the news flow looking over the coming few months ahead.
It's going to be around the execution, delivery, and production of Azteca very clearly. So the first part will be getting people on site, mobilization, progress, construction progress, commissioning, then very clear operational license announcement, very clear start of production announcement, and then start of shipping. So that covers us all the way through to you know, July, August, and yeah, and then we move forward into getting the DFS started. So there is ample news flow to come forward. I'll be providing regular updates, hopefully from site as well, of how things are moving and how things are progressing to keep shareholders fully informed.
Well, we look forward to watching it all happen. And in the meantime, we wish you well with it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to us today, Kieran.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.